The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wanting to change your life? Now is the time. Learn to modify beliefs and clear thought patterns that no longer serve you. Welcome to All About You with your host, Dorian Light, as she teaches and helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Now, here is Dorian Light.
Welcome, everyone, to All About You. I'm Dorian Light. I am so happy to be here today. This is going to be a fun day for all of us because we're going to play, explore, and we're going to do some past life readings and maybe some current life ones too. For those of you who call in or emailed me, we'll be working with those questions. Now, because of time constraints, if you decide to call in, please limit yourself to one question, situation, or circumstance in your life that you want to know about. You don't have to use your real name, or you can ask to be anonymous. So the number is 866-472-5795. This should be fun. But before we go into the readings, I want to remind everyone of my Wednesday night free healing sessions at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. These sessions are approximately 30 minutes long, kind of short and sweet, so they don't take up a lot of your time. So you can go to my website at www.dorianlight.com to register and receive your access code number. Once you register, your access code will be the same number every week. Now, I want to thank everyone for joining me last week, because it was a great, powerful healing session. I want you to know when we do this work, we work on you as an individual, but we're also working on the same issues within the realm of mass consciousness to help all of humanity. So know that when we help clear, release, and shift your stuff, the more you help others do the same. So good work last week. Now, for those of you who missed part two of the Wounded Inner Child and the Powerful Clearing Meditation, please listen to last week's archive, or you can download it on iTunes from my website. As soon as time permits, I will be recording the Wounded Child Meditation as well as the Damate Crystal Pyramid of Sun. So continue to check my website at DorianLight.com. Okay, so real quickly, listen up, everyone. I think I gave two of these last week, but I need to give them again. These are messages from the universe. There are four people in particular that the universe said needed to go back and listen to either the Damate or the Wounded Child Meditation. There's a 55-year-old man and a young man with extreme anger that need to listen to the Damate. There's something there for both of you to release. Now, there's also someone with, believe it or not, chronic hiccups. They need to listen to the Wounded Child because there's some emotional component to the hiccups that's causing it. And then someone else has an unexplained rash on their hips. They need to listen to both the Damate and the Wounded Child. There's definitely an emotional component to that. Now, we're going to be exploring clearing and healing belief systems, life lessons, and perceptions in weeks to come. However, I thought this week it'd be fun to play and do some work at the same time. I want to just emphasize something about me and my work. I am clairvoyant. I am psychic, but I'm not working as an ordinary psychic. Like most psychics, I'm not here to predict your future or tell you about your past. I'm here to help you create your future. I am of the belief system that each of you are a powerful spark of the divine and that you hold all wisdom and knowledge within you, that you hold all the answers. And many of you just don't know it or how to access the information through your higher self. So I'm here to do a lot of things, but one of them is to help you remove the gunk and mud off your headlights so that you can have access to your own God-given answers for your life. So you can create your own mud-free future. I love that mud-free because I used to have mud on my headlights really bad. So I've cleared a lot of mud off my headlights. Now, how many of you have gotten readings and your readings didn't come true? I know I have. Could it be because you create your own reality and your own future each and every given moment? that maybe the reader read a possible future for you, but it didn't happen because you stored subconscious programs, patterns, and belief systems that didn't allow you to create that future? That maybe it was a possibility, but didn't become a reality because of your own sabotaging programs or self-limiting belief systems? Could those dreams of a beautiful future that the reader told you about have become your future if you had been clear of all the roadblocks that would prevent that future? That's where I come in with my abilities. I see the roadblocks, the sabotaging patterns from this life and past lives, and I have an ability to clear the roadblocks as long as your higher self and the universe is in agreement. Now, if you still need them for a life lesson, believe me, you will keep them until you learn that life lesson. Now, this doesn't mean that I don't see things and that I can't tell you about them. I've told many people about the possibilities of things happening if they did or didn't do something. Hear what I said. The possibilities of something happening as you are the creator of your reality. So I'm not here to tell you what job to take or if a man will come into your life. Now, I can guide you on any issue, but the main thing is that I want to help you clear anything that would keep you from finding that perfect job or having the perfect man come into your life. Remember, you are the creator of your life. I'm just here to help you, guide you, so that you can create and manifest the perfect scenario for happiness, peace, abundance, and well-being. Just to help you get through your roadblocks so you can live your life's purpose. So everyone right now, take a breath and say after me, I give myself permission to do the work that I came here today to do. And so it is. So my first reading is actually for my productions and web design and manager, Bob. I work with this amazing gifted man and great friend every week, but we haven't done any past life work with him. So he's always here with me in the studio during our shows. I guess we're just always too busy to get things ready for the show and doing other work to take time out for doing a reading for him. So Bob's here with me today. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Gordon. How you doing, love?
I'm good. I know you got a question for me. What are you curious about?
Well, you know, as long as we've worked together over the last year or so, one of the things you've never done is tell me about you and I. We've talked about past lives, and I've wondered, do we have a past life together? I mean, because of us working together now. Tell me about that.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that we incarnate the same people over and over again. So some of our dearest friends we've actually been together with before.
Like us?
Yeah, oh, absolutely like us. So what I saw with you is that we were in Egypt together.
Okay.
I've been in Egypt many, many times. A lot of us have been. You were this tall, big man like you are now, nice stature, good-looking, bald, you know, the typical Egyptian garb.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, yeah. But you were a priest, and I was a priestess. And wow. Back then, a lot of people don't understand the temple of Isis back then, but it was like a place where people came for absolution, and we did healing oils and that type of work, healing work. And people loved us. You were benevolent. So was I. And the people just gave us so many gifts and loved us because we operated from our hearts. For you, that pattern, and I hope for me, believe me, that pattern has continued to carry on. That's why you're very, very open-hearted, big-hearted, just warm and loving to people. And your intuition is that of a woo-woo. He doesn't like to think he's a woo-woo, but he's a woo-woo.
I am not a woo-woo.
As he goes down a rabbit hole. But he really has a lot of, you have a lot of intuition, and I can see that coming online more and more.
Thank you.
Now, I do see some imprints that are still there that we're going to have to work on, so we'll talk about those another time.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Oh, boy.
All righty.
Okay. Well, thanks, hon.
Okay. Now, I want to remind everybody about the piggybacking concept, if you haven't heard my other shows. Piggybacking is when messages come in from the universe or even from soul groups when people are doing mediumship work. They come in groups so that they can give people messages, not just the person that you're giving it to, but a whole group of people. So if there's something on the show today that sounds like it's speaking to you, accept it as yours, even if I'm talking to someone else. Because many messages, like I said, from the universe come in groups. The same thing happens with past life or life lesson patterns. There are many of us who have had similar circumstances which can be cleared all at the same time. So that's the beauty of this work. So tap into it. If I'm saying something that sounds like you, accept it as yours, and let's do some clearing. Now, I have to say this as a disclaimer, and I hate doing this, but life is constantly changing and shifting. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical practitioner or licensed mental health counselor. I am an intuitive channel and licensed hypnotherapist that can clairvoyantly see patterns and programs within your energy field. I'm not allowed to, by law, nor am I trying to diagnose any symptom, condition, disorder, illness, or disease. If you have any of the conditions that I mentioned, please seek medical advice and please do not go off of any medications without the advice of your medical or mental health physician. Please use your common sense and judgment and always seek the advice of the established medical community. Now, for the privacy of the individuals that have emailed, I have changed their names. By you sending me those emails, it does give me permission, though, to use the content of your email. Now, when I read these, you'll know they're you, so don't worry about the name. You'll know they're you because of the content of the message. Oh wow. Great. I hate always having to say that, but we got that done, so let's move forward. This message is for Tammy. Tammy wrote me and said a medium drew the Hanged Man card for her and said that she had bad luck and was born under bad stars. Now, she said life has been a challenge, but she has evolved happily in her spiritual development. She had heart problems in 2009 and operation in 2010. She's been happy with her Lemurian friends in Hawaii, but not now. She wants to find a better job. She's a support worker for adults with handicaps, and she wants to get a better job and meet a new partner. Now, first of all, Tammy, I don't believe that you have bad luck, and you shouldn't either. So please don't let that card become a part of your belief system, or you will start having bad luck. You are a spark of the divine, having a human experience, and once you realize that, you also realize that you create your own reality, not the stars. You are a light worker. Most all light workers on the planet today have had challenging lives, mine included. We've agreed to come here to pave the way for and be a part of the ascension. That means we've not only been clearing our own stuff, but we've been clearing the stuff for the planet. Tough, exhausting work. Kind of heart-wrenching at times. Now, you mentioned your heart. Now, I'm not a doctor, nor am I diagnosing your condition. But energetically, it feels like you've squeezed the joy. The joy's been squeezed out of your heart space. And this feels like a past life as well as current life pattern. The heart represents the center of love and security. And your patterns feel like they evolve around those particular emotional issues. I see three key. Now, not all past lives are messing you up in this current lifetime. There are key lifetimes that come up. And I see three key lifetimes. You were actually very lonely. You struggled to make a living, and that took all your time. So there really wasn't any room for a partner. But when you did have them, they always broke your heart. All three lifetimes, you were abandoned by the loved one that you had. So you've built up a heart wall pattern that's with you. I call them heart wall patterns. Heart wall patterns are patterns of emotions that build up over time around your heart. And it creates like a wall around their heart. Now, that pattern is kind of keeping you stagnated in your position. And it's also keeping you stagnated within your personal life. Also, your soul, it feels like your soul is pushing you to move forward in your spiritual development. Expand out. Broaden your scope and the knowledge that you have now. Learn more. You're kind of like at a crossroads for change that needs to happen to kind of move forward in all areas of your life. So I want to take what I'm feeling with you as an energetic package, and let's clear those energetics so that you can start moving forward. All right, now, if any of this sounds like someone else's life, go along with this. Take a breath. I'm going to use psychic energetics. I'm going into the pattern, and we're going to start actually dissolving it. Beautiful. Everyone just keep the group energy for and for each other. Now, this is a very deep pattern. When I work with people with patterns this deep, with this many lifetimes, including this lifetime, it can be a very deep pattern, but it's clearing very quickly. Sometimes it doesn't clear so quickly, because a lot of times we have all these other extensions around it. So what I'm doing is I'm kind of cutting this chain that I see around the heart so that the patterns can be released. Because of time constraints, I need to move on. But what I'm doing is setting, I always set my intention that what I set in motion continues to clear. So this will continue to clear as well. Now, I received a ton of emails this week, a lot of them around fear. Fear is so big on the planet right now. And this one's for Janice. Janice, you're having a hard time riding in a car to the point of having panic attacks. She tells me that over time, it has gotten so bad that she now can't even bring herself to think about flying or going anywhere, not even on a train. Now, her hubby isn't happy, as his dream is to go to Ireland. So we need to be able to help you to fly. Now, what I'm seeing is that you had a past life in a car accident. You died, but it also killed your children as well. So that has created a fear of transportation for you, and also a fear of your loved ones as well being in that same mode of transportation with you. Now, this fear clicked in about the same time in this lifetime that it happened in the previous lifetime. So the fear has actually kind of turned into a phobia with any kind of transportation. So anybody with transportation issues, especially Janice, I want you to take a breath. This is actually a very common fear and phobia. Many of us have perished in accidents involving planes, trains, cars, boats. Another fairly deep pattern. It's most of these past life patterns are deep. Some can clear very easily and some don't. So take a breath. Nice. Okay, now that's starting to clear. Everybody give yourself permission. Anybody that's tapping into these messages, give yourself permission to clear it. Give me permission to clear it. And they'll clear much quicker. I always ask the universe, I call God the universe, if this is something that I can actually help release from you to make sure it's not still something karmic or a life lesson. Nice, okay. All right, that's clearing nicely. That's going to continue to clear. It has a couple little side, looks like little octopus, you know, fingers going out. But I set the intention that those will be cleared as well. Just remember, any of you can call me for a personal session, and we can go into much deeper work. All right, now I also got an email from Howard. Howard, you have a fear of flying since childhood. You've never been in a plane. The reason why is that you were a pilot in World War II and your plane got shot down. You died fairly young. So a lot of times when the soul dies tragically, many times they carry the imprints of the traumas. Yours did and still does, which has created a fear in this lifetime of flying. So let's take a breath and let's clear that imprint. After all, you told me your wife has been bugging you to go overseas and she won't go without you. So we need to clear this for you. Set you free. Take a breath. Asatawana katanat to speak in a little bit of the language, Ashitakan and Anikatast, Awa, Vanahan, Dilast, and Koranit. Dalanakwan is set out shot in an at Lahanan. The sound, the language is sound, and sound can clear through patterns. So it's a great help in clearing. Nice. Okay, that's perfect. That's going to continue to clear. Awesome, Howard. You're going to be going overseas. Good for you. Alrighty. Oh, Linda. Linda wrote me. She's got an abnormal fear of spiders. Now, abnormal. I think we need to have a good, healthy fear of some spiders because there are a lot of them out there that are poisonous. But we're talking about abnormal. She said she never had any reason in this life to fear them, that she can even remember. And her mom says, I don't know anything ever happened. When I went into and scanned your energy, I saw past life. You were actually a boy in the Amazon, and you were hunting, and you got bitten by a very dangerous, deadly spider. When you get bit by this spider, there's nothing you can do. They have herbs in the Amazon. They even cut the wound and try to suck out the blood, but it didn't work for you. So you had a very horrible death from the spider bite. Now, I know a lot of people on the planet that have a fear of spiders, me included. I've had to really work with this arachnophobia thing. The fear is usually from a past life event or something that's happened in childhood with a spider. But it also can be from watching a movie or a horror film with spiders, like that movie Arachnophobia. That movie creeped me out. So for all those who have an abnormal fear of spiders, let's try to release that fear. Not the healthy respect for them, because like I said, a lot of them are poisonous, but the abnormal fear of them. For even the little tiniest spider, I hate that even the little tiny ones, they creep me out. All right, so everyone take a breath. We're going to try to go after the fear of spiders. Everyone give yourself permission and give me permission to release this fear. It's a huge fear over mass consciousness. It really is. And remember, when you release your fear, you're helping to release it for all others, because we're all one. We just think we're separate, playing the game of duality, but we're all one. We all go back to the same source. Everybody remember to breathe. Infinite intelligence on the breath. Beautiful. Thank you, guys. The group energy is awesome. It's clearing really nice, very quickly, actually. Perfect. Of course, that's still set in motion, but wow, that cleared nice. See what group energy can do for everyone? Super. All right. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. So if you feel like you need any help or answers to situations or circumstances in your life, please email me and book a private session at Dorian@DorianLight.com. We're really able to go in much greater detail. I look at us as we're like layers. We can be have deep layers. We got to peel like an onion. I've actually been working with some clients for years. Every time something pops up, they call me. Okay, we need this cleared. So it's really, really, really good work. Powerful work. I facilitate group sessions as well. I was just clearing that last part of the energy. Excuse me. I know I'm kind of bumbling here, but there was something else that said needed to be cleared before we got off the air. All right, so to see all my services, please visit my website at DorianLight.com. Let's take a stretch, drink some water, and we'll be back in a few because it's all about you.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Considered an authority in the language of light, Dorian Light not only speaks the language, but provides spiritual counseling, energy healing, psychic energetics, and intuitive insights to groups and individuals from all walks of life. Friend her on Facebook at facebook.com/Dorian Light. definitely visit her informative website at www.dorianlight.com and sign up to receive information for all of Dorian Light's upcoming events, healing sessions, and products. That's dorianlight.com. Experience the newly released second edition of Dorian Light's 68 Universal Activation Card Deck, a powerful tool for transforming your life. It's also available as an iPhone and Android app. Just released, Dorian's Sound of Light CD is a beautiful, high vibrational composition of the language of light and the transformational music of life in balance. Also, look for her new book coming soon. Visit Dorian's informative website at www.dorianlight.com. That's DorianLight.com.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to the Dorian Light Show, all about you. To reach Dorian Light or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also contact Dorian directly at dorian@dorianlight.com. Now, more of All About You.
Welcome back, everyone. Alrighty, let's move on with clearing past life stuff. Now, many on the planet have this fear as well. Many. So listen up, everybody. It's being held underwater. Now, it might not be the water itself, but being held underwater or scuba diving, anything underwater. Now, Jean has this fear. Now, for you, Jean, you were declared a witch in the Salem witch trials because you happened to be one of the women baking the bread that contained the hallucinogenic mold spores. So they all thought these women were witches. So this is crazy. You were told if you aren't a witch, we'll be able to hold your head underwater and you won't drown. Now, how crazy is that? Of course you drowned having your head held underwater. Just another crazy era in our American history for you. All right, all those who have fear of being underwater. I can't scuba dive. I drowned in a past life, so I've been working with that thing for years. Let's clear that pattern along with the horror of it. Everybody take a breath. Stay in the group energy. Yeah, I'm seeing actually about, at least 20, 25 others of you on this call, on this show, that have that fear. So give yourself permission and give me permission to let it go. It doesn't serve you. I mean, think about it. I would love to go scuba diving, wouldn't you? I can snorkel now. That's a good thing. But, you know, let's release this so you can have fun in your life. We're here to have fun and play. There we go. Nice job, guys. Group energy. Love it. Love it. Thank you. All right, Jean, that's going to keep working. And for everybody else on the call. Now, another fear. James, you have fear of snakes. Oh, I know a lot of people with that, too. You say you've never been hurt by one. And you've only seen a fear in your lifetime, so you really don't know what the heck's going on here. Why you should have a fear of snakes. Now, this fear was not really formed in a past life. It's formed in this lifetime as a belief system. Somewhere in your childhood, you developed a belief system that all snakes are bad and to be feared. I'm not really seeing how the belief system came in. I think it was from maybe a movie or TV show you saw as a kid. But let's clear the abnormal fear of snakes. We don't want to clear the healthy fear of snakes, as we do need to be on guard with them. There are a lot of poisonous ones out there. But let's clear the unhealthy. You know, the black snakes are really good. They kill all the bad ones, so we don't want to go out killing black snakes. So everybody breathe. This was a big fear on the planet as well. Keep that group energy going. You guys are doing great. Love it. Give yourself permission. There we go. Remember, this is not clearing your healthy fear of a snake. We all need to be on guard when there's a snake around. It's just clearing the abnormal fear. There we go. Perfect. That's set in motion, so that's going to keep going. Good job, guys. Now, this one's from Belinda. She has agoraphobia. Agoraphobia is fear of going outside of the house. Belinda's gotten so afraid now that she can only kind of peek open the door and just let her nose breathe some fresh air. She can't even open the windows. So she's a prisoner in her own home. Now, this is a past life pattern, and it is this life as well. Now, the past life pattern is that you were, Belinda, you were a prisoner. Feels like back in medieval times, you were taken as a young man about 21 years old. You were heir to the throne, and another kingdom came in and overthrew yours and threw you in the dungeon and forgot about you. In this lifetime, the past life pattern kicked in about 7 years ago and has gradually gotten worse. That's why you're to the point where you can't even go outside. Now, Belinda is now, she said, 28, so she was about 21 when she started having these symptoms. Past life programs can kick into play in this lifetime at the exact same time and age that they did in a past life. So think about it. Brenda, she was captured at 21 in medieval times and was 21 in this lifetime when this whole thing started with her symptoms. Now, what makes this scenario interesting is that her mom in this lifetime was her 15-year-old brother in medieval times. They were both in prison together, and they lived out their lives in prison. So their souls have that memory. So when Brenda's mom in this lifetime doesn't have agoraphobia, but she does hold a pattern of fear of the unknown. Because think about it. If you're in prison your whole life from 15 on, and you don't die until you're 31, you don't know anything outside the bars of that prison. So she had a fear of the unknown, which Brenda picked up in her childhood. So Brenda, you have a fear of the unknown that you picked up from your mom, as well as the pattern from the past life of being imprisoned. Therefore, agoraphobia resulted. That's pretty interesting. All right, so let's take care of this and start releasing this pattern for you. Take a breath, and everybody hold that space for her, please. Everybody's doing a great job. Give yourself permission. I know it's scary. I can feel the fear mounting up in you. It's scary to think about going out. But if you give yourself permission to release the fear and release this pattern, you'll set yourself free. Think about it. You don't want to be a prisoner in your own home for the rest of your life. There's so much life to live. There you go. Good job. All right, I can see it clearing now. Perfect. And thank everyone for holding the group energy for her. That wasn't as hard as I thought. Honor yourself for giving yourself permission to release that fear. Perfect. That'll stay in motion as well. Well, now we're going to go around a big issue, money. Who doesn't have issues about money? It's the number one thing. And the second thing is usually sex. So here we are. Lots of emails coming about money. We carry those belief systems from this lifetime, from mother, father, preacher, teacher, and we carry them from past lives. So there are many, many issues around money. This happened to be from Kathy. So remember, everybody who has a struggle with money, tap into this one. Kathy, you tell me that you're always having constant money issues, always struggling to make enough money. And you want to know, what is the deal? Well, this is one of those oaths we worked with in my show on past lives. They're oaths of poverty. A lot of people on the planet have taken this, so listen up. Three past lives as a nun. One of the lives you died with the flu right before you took your vow, but you had the intention, so really you might as well say four past lives. The last one was your key life, as you're extremely happy in it, and you actually made a deathbed decision along with the poverty vow. The deathbed decision, you said, I want to do this again. So between the poverty vow and the deathbed decision, you pretty much got a pretty high, level poverty pattern within you. But when you got to the other side, your soul says, I don't want to do that again. I want to move on. So this lifetime, you don't want to live like that. So for all those who are struggling like that, let's clear. I'm going to clear this deathbed decision for Kathy. So just put your intention, if you had one too, it'll be cleared for you as well. Everyone take a breath. Oaths of poverty to people, places, things, religions, to yourself. Not good. We need to live in abundance in all areas of our life. This is a very deep pattern. Give yourself permission. Ooh, love it. I think I'm going to keep doing this on the radio. The group energy is powerful. Thank you, guys. Nice. That's cleared. Really nice. That's going to keep on going. Alrighty. Now, I just want to say something about this. I've always said that if you're ready to clear it, it will clear. But if for some reason your soul still needs that pattern because it needs to learn a life lesson or something else you need to glean, please understand that it won't clear. We have to glean the wisdom from what's going on in our lives. Learn the lesson. So examine your life. If there's something still going on, then there's something still more for you to learn. And it doesn't have to be a long life lesson. It can be something really quick of an aha. Oh my gosh. Wow, I never realized it. Aha moment here. Okay, I need to clear that. Boom, the pattern starts clearing. Okay, so just remember that. So we want to clear. I'm just thinking, hang on a minute. Let's keep going with that one. Something else is telling me. Everybody as a group, keep going with this pattern. Oaths of poverty. Yuck. Let's get rid of them. Everybody take a breath. I see these things in layers, and they come popping up in layers. And sometimes I'm told, hang in with that layer. It needs to be cleared now. So that's what we're doing. This is intended over every single person listening to this show and archived in iTunes. Anybody that hears this show, I am told that every single one of you need this clearing. All right, perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. We're going to keep going on with this. All right, so I worked with John the other day, and he said I could tell you this story real quick. He came in to see me because he was very poor, always at the poverty level, excuse me, and been on the streets many times in his life. Now, his mom paid for the session with me because he's back at that poverty level. Now, we found out that he intentionally planned this for himself this lifetime because in a past life, he'd been a very wealthy man, but a very stingy wealthy man, nasty to the poor, didn't have any compassion. So he wanted to experience the opposite side of the coin in his lifetime. To be poor so that he could glean the compassion that he didn't have for those who are poor. And remember, it's all about your soul's growth. John said he felt that he'd really gained that compassion for those who are poor now. And he was trying to help others as much as he could. And he was really ready to get out of the pattern so he could move on and do better for himself so he could help others. So a lot of times when this happens, when you have a contract, if you've learned the lesson, we can work with your higher self to see if this pattern can be changed. And we asked and we were allowed to change it. Then we continued working on some other patterns linked to it. And today, John is doing quite well financially. And he's actually doing a lot of work with charities. So I tell you this to emphasize that you might have life themes that you plan for yourself so that you can glean something like understanding, compassion. Does that mean you're stuck? No, not necessarily. If you've truly gleaned the lesson, most times your higher self will give the okay to modify the plan. If not, You might just need to work on something a little longer, and then you get permission to change it. So don't believe that you're always stuck in something just because it's a pattern, that it can be changed if you're learning and growing and evolving. So, perfect. All right. Francis and Joyce. Now, here are two situations that are just similar to John. They both needed to learn the same lesson. Joyce, you've had three lifetimes with wealth that you were stingy, and with Francis, you had five. So you came in to have the same experience. You wanted to glean the compassion. You know what it's like to struggle and be at poverty level, to get that understanding and like I said, compassion for others that are going through it. Now, Francis, I'm going to check in first with your higher self to see if you've learned the lesson and see if we can modify your contract. So take a breath. All right, I'm getting that we can do some shifting. So I want you to give yourself permission. But I'm also hearing that I need to advise you to get involved in some charity work if you aren't already. Okay, that's going to be important to the whole healing process here. So take a breath. Nice. All right, that's going to continue to work. Now, Joyce, let me check in with your higher self. Now, Joyce, I'm getting a no, but don't panic. Don't panic. Let me look a little further and let's find if there's a reason. I'm feeling fear. Fear of opening up your heart and stepping into your power. The struggle you have financially is helping you to stay guarded, defensive, and closed in your heart space. Does that make sense? So there's some other heart wounds that need to be healed as well. I see a big chain around your heart. So let me see if that can be removed. Yes, I think so. Give yourself permission. Give me permission. Take a breath. Okay. That's starting the process for you. I think you're going to start feeling things easing up for you in a day or two. Many times, like I said, we're like peeling an onion. You can always contact me for further work. Because this is like a work in progress, but it is something that's feasible. Perfect. Okay. All right. This is an anonymous person. Said they've lived on the streets or in a shelter many times in this lifetime. Yours is similar to John. You just need some life lessons. You were wealthy in one of your key past lives. You were royalty, and you weren't so nice to your servants and others, and you were kind of brutal with the poor. So you wanted to know, hey, I need to go to the other side and see what it's like so I can experience. All right, I'm getting an okay on this, but you're still kind of in the process of learning your lesson. You need to start doing some form of charity work with the indigent, you know, the really poverty poor. It's because you have a little bit more to learn, even though this will help you start with some breakthroughs on your finances. So take a breath. For all who can identify with this. Okay, I've been told I have a caller. I think, is she on the line?
Oh, hi, Dorian.
Hi, who's this?
This is Maria. And thank you for all you do for us.
Hi, Maria. How are you today? What's going on?
Can you please look, I'm looking for some guidance and advice and insight and help with bringing love into my life. I manifest. And then what I think I do. And then it departs from me as a teaser in many ways I look at. So I know I can bring it, but how can I keep it and grow it? Or maybe it's just around the corner. Can you give me your insight of when the big love is coming? A good friend that I have in my heart as a desire will come.
Oh, your love. Okay. Because remember, I don't predict things like that. But what I am seeing is that there's a part of you that's not ready. Okay. So if your heart, if you're consciously willing and there's a pattern in there that still holds some resistance, that can keep it from opening up. So whether it's resistance, a little bit of fear, there's a belief system in there that I'm also seeing in a pattern, a past life pattern, that you can't have your current life the way it is and have a man in it as well. I'm seeing this in a lot of women on the planet, especially women who are doing well in their life as far as jobs, and they think, oh, if I have a man come into my life, it's going to change things. I won't be able to do this. I won't be able to do that. So those are usually hidden patterns because consciously we're really longing for a love in our life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so take a breath and let's go after that pattern that's actually keeping you unavailable. So what has happened for you is that you've been drawing in unavailable men. Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, yeah. Remember, because we're mirrors of each other. So if you're unavailable, guess what? You're going to attract someone like you. They're going to be unavailable. So once your heart becomes available and you come available with inside of yourself and you create your surroundings to be available, okay?
I'm not aware of not being available. By contrary, I'm aware consciously that I'm open and ready.
Yes. This is an unconscious pattern, girl. Yeah, that's why it's not happening. And that's why you're attracting in the unavailable men, right? Okay, you just admitted to that.
Can you help me a little bit with it, please?
Okay, absolutely. All right, take a breath. Give yourself permission to release this pattern and give me permission.
I do.
Okay, now I want to do this for all the women on the call. A lot of women out there are very successful in their careers, and they actually stink in their personal lives. And a lot of this is a pattern that says, if I allow someone to come into my life, they are going to change my life. And I'm not going to be able to have my girls' weekends, or I'm not going to be able to do this and do that. So there's an unavailability pattern in there. All right. So let's intend this for all the women on the call. All right. Everybody take a breath. Let's use group energy. Perfect. All right. This does stem, Maria, back through many lifetimes as well. It is predominantly a past life pattern, but it has played some influence in your belief systems. Hidden, all unconscious. All right. Like I said, there's some resistance and fear. This is past life pattern. So we're just working with that. Take another breath for me. Give yourself permission, girl. Feeling a lot of resistance underneath there. Okay, I'm going to speak a little bit of the language because this pattern's big because it's working on a lot of people. The Shukotan is Awanakatinist Oshundutst. Dananan. Lahakatiana Turistand Imi. Asawanakwantist Ulanant. Isitist unit shunanat. Many layers deep for many people on this call. So, Maria, good for you. You're helping a lot of other, not just women, but men. Men carry the pattern, too. We've all been men, women, you know, black, white, yellow, green, straight, gay. We've all got these patterns. Ah, there we go. Good job.
So, thank you so much, Dorian. So, how is this going to bring me closer to the love I want to attract?
Because now, unconsciously, subconsciously, you're going to allow it to happen. And if you find yourself having some hiccups, you know, email me. We'll set up a session. But now the innermost part of your being is now free to allow it to happen, where before it wasn't. Mm-hmm. That makes sense? Okay?
Yes.
Hey, thank you for calling. I'm going to move on to the next. All right, honey. Have a great day. All right, guys. Well, I have so many things to say this week, but now I'm going to have to go. So please call me or email me and set up a session. Psychic Energetics Language Light is powerful, powerful, powerful. It can have life-changing sessions in one session a lot of times. So email me at Dorian@DorianLight.com. And you can also go to my webpage at www.DorianLight.com. Check out my light cards, guys. Meditating and praying with them alone can help shift and change energetics in your life. They're powerful. I had one lady start speaking the language of light after playing with them one time. And another lady had a major job shift that she'd been hoping for about 6 months to a year. So there are infinite possibilities. Now, also, my Sound of Light CD is another powerful tool to use to shift and change your life. The language speaks directly to your soul, and your soul always knows what you need, and it can help to shift, make shifts, clear patterns. Very powerful sound vibration that can clear and activate the key codes embedded within you. Don't forget my healing session tonight. Go to my webpage, sign up. Let's continue this. I'm going to continue this tonight on my 30-minute session. Not doing readings, but clearing patterns. So go to light.com, and get the number and access code. That access code will be the same every single week. And don't forget to like me on Facebook. I need friends. Yay, I love friends. Going to be also speaking in North Carolina on the 28th of September. Go to lightingupcharlotte.com for more information on that. And check out the powerful work they're doing with light up there. So until next week, everybody choose to be in gratitude. Be grateful. Grateful for the smallest thing in your life. Even if you're down and out, just be grateful that you're alive. Give yourself permission. Forgive yourself. Release yourself from judgment and judgment of all others. Stay in the question, what is the possibility? What is the possibility for my life? And first and foremost, love and respect yourself for the magnificent spark of divine that you are. Because you are. You're the spark of divine, having a human experience in a human body. All my love and light. Many blessings to all of you for the remainder of your week. And until next week, my friends, remember, it's all about you. Love yourselves. Respect yourselves. Give yourselves permission. And quit judging yourselves. Remember, that's poison. Go to my website and download a PDF if you don't already have it. It'll help you learn how to do just that. Many blessings. Love and light. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining All About You with host Dorian Light. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. And remember, Dorian says it's all about you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.